Hey, Mark Gunners.
Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Aloha, it's John with Local Splash.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing good. I'm the one who originally signed you up here last week. It looks like you had spoke with one of my representatives, Spencer, and he said that you'd got an offer from some other company offering you a better price, and you didn't want to move forward.
I already signed with them, so.
Yeah, you already signed with us, too. That's the crazy thing. Okay. And you could only have one person that manages your Google business profile at a time, and we created it.
I had a Google profile.
Right. We requested the access to it, and we created the GBP's advanced verification form. You remember that form that I sent you? And the outline of the service agreement. So when you do that, they add us as the managing company to the Google business page. When you sign up with our services, you can't have two managers in there.
Okay.
So what's going on here is like we already set up the account and then secured the position only for a month. I mean, it's a month-to-month service, but I don't understand how this other company would sign you up or take money from you without letting you know that they have no way of accessing your Google business profile. They should be able to clearly see that you're already working with somebody on it.
No, they didn't say none of that.
Yeah, well, maybe they're not a Google partner because the Google partner network. Go ahead.
Well, they came in on the voice search. That's how they came in, and so I couldn't see splitting them up, getting one person doing one thing and another person doing the other side. So
on the voice search, we're already covering you there. So the Google partners are, we're a part of a network with Google where we have a pre-existing relationship with Amazon, Bing, Apple Safari for the iPhones. It doesn't matter what method of search they're using, they're going to be able to see you as a top option. You're already covered. That's why we set you that in writing. When the package that I have you on has all the bells and whistles. The only way anybody's going to get you a lower price is if they're cutting a corner somewhere.
Okay. Well, they were $100 cheaper a month.
Because they're cutting a corner somewhere. We're putting $100 directly into Facebook ads. And you have to spend money directly with Facebook ads. It's not like something that anybody could provide for free, you know. So they must not be doing that. And then all of a sudden, now it seems like you have a lower rate. And just because they're quoting you that pricing structure also doesn't mean that they're within the partner network. You got to be leery who you're talking to, because if those guys sign you up and then they're not a part of the partner network, they're not going to be able to get access to your Google business profile anyway. Google's not going to give them access to it, even if they request it with you on the line. You know, you gave them the username and password, and they're not on the big island. They're not going to get access to it. Now, it doesn't look like it's you, and it looks like it's an outsourced company. They get blocked, right? So, you know, usually when you sign up, they tell you in that service agreement that if you do get calls from additional companies while we're setting it up, just politely decline and let them know you're already working with a Google partner. Because if they're calling you going, hey, we're going to give it to you cheaper, and you're going based on just the price and not actually everything that's going in there, you know, it might sound enticing to you, but at the end of the day, it's going to negatively affect the business and the business listings that we're creating and in the process of getting up and running for you.
Okay. In the beginning, the price was the same. They dropped their price $100 to get my business.
To get it down to $199.
Correct.
Right, and so what they did is they cut out Facebook ads then, that they're not trying to do any Facebook ads. Like, I could have get you a package that's $199, but then we're not doing Facebook anymore. And the point of this is to get you the maximum amount of results and job opportunities from all these platforms without you having to have 100 different bills floating around. The only way you're going to get Facebook with those guys is now if you add it.
So that's why I kind of went with them, because they were cheaper. And I, like you said, I didn't want two different people doing my advertising and So that's the only reason why I went with them, because they were cheaper.
Yeah, you're missing the boat, though. Is what's happening here, bud, is you got somebody calling you going, hey, I could do that too for cheaper, right? And then what's gonna happen is you get nothing. So you got a cheaper price, but you have no results. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
What you're saying.
Yeah, so you're already with a Google partner on a month-to-month service agreement and already secured the position and started working on it. And then now you're saying, hey, I'm going to jump to this random company because they're cheaper. That random company, if they were actually partnered with Google, they never would have called you in the first place. They wouldn't have been allowed to, because they would see you already have somebody handling it for you. So I'm telling you, it's a company that's not a Google affiliate, or else they wouldn't have called you in the first place. They would have known you're already working with us.
Have you heard of Apex?
Yeah, I'm sure they've heard of us. We're a premier partner in Orange County. Did you ever look us up after you signed up with us?
I've been busy, so.
James, we're right next to Google in Orange County, California. The Google building, one in Irvine, we're right here, like Newport Beach, Huntington Beach. I'm from Huntington Beach. My auntie lives in the Kona Isle condominiums right there on Ali'i Drive. I know where you're at. I go out there all the time. I was planning on going out there and maybe stopping by and seeing you the next time I come out here in April. But the Google partners, if you look us up, we've been in business for 20 years. We're a huge company. So, of course, they know who we are, and we don't know who they are. But I'm trying to explain to you, there's a bunch of little tiny SEO companies, these fly-by-night guys that aren't actually Google partners, that'll say, hey, I know you're not a computer-savvy guy, James. Here, pay me $199, I'll save you $100, and I'll get in there, and I'll be able to do the same thing. They're kind of playing it as you don't know what's going on.
And I don't. That's my whole thing.
Right.
You told me that, and they told me that you were going to call me back and tell me just kind of what you were telling me.
Because they probably do that. They probably feed off of, you know, they look for people, and then they go, hey, this guy's already working with a Google partner. Let's tell him, blah, 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 and get his money to sign up with us. If you already have somebody handling it, it's already handled. It's like, you know, somebody signs a contract for you to do some sheet metal roofing. And then you go, okay, and you go get the supplies, and you're getting all prepared to start working on it. And then you have some random local guy there, not licensed, not insured, doesn't know. I can do metal roofs too. I'll do it for half the price of what James is charging you. And so they're like, okay, James, never mind. I'm going to go with this guy. And what's going to happen to that guy? He's going to get a cheaper rate, and he's going to get a crappy roof.
Okay. Yeah, Apex Media.
I see them here. I looked them up. I haven't heard of them before, but when you told me Apex Media, I looked them up. They're in Scottsdale, Arizona. Did you look up Apex Media Partners, James? Because I'm looking at their listing. Okay, I'm looking at their listing right now. I'm going to send it to you. They got a 1-star rating with 4 reviews. It's a scam.
Okay.
Okay. So, and then our company.
So what can we do on the price then with you? Can we drop that down any?
I'm giving you the most possible bang for your buck, James. I sold it to you as if it was my own auntie, the way I set you up. We're not making any money off of it. $100 is going directly into your Facebook ads. The $199 is going directly into your Google local listings and all the other directory submissions that we're providing for you. That's why I'm telling you, anybody that got lower on the price, they're cutting the corner somewhere because it's impossible.
Okay, and I don't know the ins and outs. I'm not a computer whiz.
I know that. I know that. That's why I'm angry, because somebody's just messing with you. Yeah. Well, here, let me show you something. Let's cancel everything out. We're only locked in for this month, but we do need to complete the client interview, and I did send you some Google verification forms when I first signed you up, and I haven't got any feedback on that, but I'm assuming it's because of these guys.
Yeah, I started filling them out, and it was, they called right around a little bit after you did. So,
look at that text. Look at that text that I sent you right now.
Okay.
Just click on that link. That's Apex Media. They're saying they're out of Scottsdale, Arizona. They got 4 Google reviews, 1-star.
Okay.
Okay. Now, here, let me show you our company. get what you pay for. I'm telling you, you're with the right guy.
And I hear you. I'm, you know.
Yeah. Cheaper isn't going to get you the right results. You know what I mean? It's just going to screw you up. And you don't want to mess with your business listings like that. You want it done properly. It's your company's reputation there on the island.
Yes, I agree.
That's valuable.
Okay, let me call these Apex people tomorrow morning and cancel them out.
Okay, we got to walk you through this interview. My rep Spencer that called you about 15 minutes ago, he's been trying to get you to do your interview for the last couple of days.
Yeah, I've been, caught me up on a roof, and caught me standing on top of a ladder.
It's okay. It's okay. Everybody we work with is a business owner. But if you keep getting calls like that, politely decline, tell them you're working with Local Splash. They'll know who we are already. And then I'll schedule your client interview for tomorrow. What do you think is the best time for you there?
Let's do it early.
Early? The earliest, you got to remember we're on the mainland, so it's 3:44 here. I mean, I could do it as early as you want it. You know, we're a few hours ahead.
Let's do it 7 o'clock in the morning, my time.
Okay, that's 9 o'clock here. All right, I'm going to send you an invitation to the appointment to your email, and then I'll send you a text in the morning at 8 a.m. your time, just as a reminder, okay?
Okay.
At six. Sorry, I'm gonna send it an hour before.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all right. You're up at that time, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm up and out of the house 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I can't wait to meet you. We're going back out there soon. I'm gonna reschedule this client interview, and then I'll resend you my number too. So if you have questions like that and you feel like you're being led astray, just reach out to us, okay?
Okay. Now, I gave him credit card number and all this shit,
I
should still be able, should I be able to cancel it or what?
Yeah,
I
mean,
call my credit card people right now.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you
could tell them you looked them up on Google and saw their 1-star for 4 reviews and you want to cancel and that it's, you know, you feel like it's a scam. If they don't give it back to you that way, then you can go through your bank. Or just go to your bank first, either way, but definitely,
Well, it's through my credit card company, so.
Well, yeah.
Call my credit card company and have them put a hold on that charge?
Yeah, you could just tell them it's fraudulent, you know, Apex Media Partners, you know. I sent you the link so you know who the heck they are, but it's some company out of Arizona, Scottsdale.
The lady I talked to was in Florida.
Okay, they might have different call centers, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't believe anything they're telling you because when you look up Apex Media, it's right there. I just sent you the link. You know, that's just a basic Google search for Apex Media. That's their company.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have other
All
locations,
right, well,
but they got bad reviews across the board. There's even one on Amazon. It says Apex Media is a ripoff sister company sending out nonsense. Yeah, it's just there's a bunch
of. So yeah, it's like right after you called, they called. So how could that be?
I have no idea. Maybe there's some way that they're getting into the network. Maybe they're seeing newly registered businesses somewhere through the Google Partner Program. Because you do get newly registered business through the advanced verification that we requested for you in order for us to get you on the first page. I don't know. Maybe they're kind of threading through that. Google's been going after smaller companies that have been doing that, though, for years and been shutting them down. The only people that really have access.
That's what she said to me about, that they can't do a whole lot right off because Google will shut them down for some reason.
Exactly.
So that
was a red flag right there. They were probably letting you know, like, hey, we're not doing everything fully legitimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call me back tomorrow and let's figure this out.
Okay. I got you all set up for tomorrow and then I'm going to retext you my number too, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.